ABC Radio Australia.
An investigation into an accident involving an Air Vanuatu flight is critical of the airline's emergency training procedures for pilots and cabin crew. The plane crashed into two other aircraft parked at Port Vila's airport 2 years ago after an emergency landing caused by malfunctioning engine and a smoke-filled cabin. Liam Fox is following the developments for Pacific Beat. Liam, take us back and tell us more about what happened 2 years ago.
Well, it must have been a terrifying ordeal for the passengers and crew on board the Air Vanuatu flight from Tanna to Port Vila back in July 2018. About halfway into the flight, they heard loud banging noises coming from the right-hand side of the ATR-72-500. Then the cabin filled up with smoke. The pilot in command shut down one of the two engines and landed the plane, but that wasn't the end of it. After touching down, the plane veered left off the runway into two stationary planes, causing significant damage to all three aircraft. Fortunately, none of the 39 passengers or four crew were injured. In a local news report at the time, passengers were quoted as saying they thought they were going to die, but they did praise the actions of the pilot. But air accident investigators have delivered a report that's critical of the pilots, crew, and airline.
And so what did investigators find caused the accident?
The incident was investigated by Papua New Guinea's Accident Investigation Commission because aviation authorities in Vanuatu don't have the manpower or expertise to carry out such investigations. Its report was released last year, but to use an aviation pun, it's flown under the radar until now. Possibly because it was conducted by PNG investigators and then released on the PNG Accident Investigation website. Its report paints a picture of panic and confusion in the cockpit as the pilot and co-pilot scrambled to respond to a faulty engine, smoke in the cabin, and multiple other warnings by reading various operational checklists. The pilots turned off both generators in line with one of those checklists, which meant the main wheel brakes and nose wheel steering were not available when the plane landed. They also turned off one of the two engines as it came into land. The flight crew reported that after landing, they couldn't control or stop the aircraft. The report said the emergency brake was available, but there was no evidence to show it had been applied. It found the engine malfunction caused the smoke but did not cause the accident, as pilots are trained to land multi-engine aircraft with an engine inoperative. The report was also critical of the cabin crew. It found they did not don their protective breathing equipment, they did not carry out standard procedures like handing passengers wet towels to help them breathe, nor did they inform the pilot of the density, colour and source of the smoke. They were also unaware of Air Vanuatu's smoke emergency procedure. The pilot in command was experienced, but training records showed his smoke control and removal techniques had not been tested since 2015. The co-pilot was inexperienced, and the report said that led the pilot to take on most of the tasks that would normally be shared during an emergency. It concluded that the crew's, quote, inadequate aircraft systems knowledge, skill level and situational awareness contributed to the accident on the ground. The airline itself also copped criticism. Emergency training and training requirements for the crew were inadequate.
And so, Liam, what happens now?
Well, the PNG Accident Investigation Commission made a number of recommendations in line with what its investigators found. Two relate to the aircraft manufacturer and call for clearer emergency checklists. And there were two recommendations for Air Vanuatu. One, that it should ensure cabin crew are adequately trained for smoke emergency procedures, and the other to make sure flight crew are trained, current and competent in handling the same scenarios. Air Vanuatu was asked to provide a response within 90 days outlining what actions it has taken. We've approached Air Vanuatu to ask that same question and we're waiting for a response.